We're doing Tanya Eliyahu. We're up to the second chapter, the 15th paragraph. Ot tetvav. Davar acher, an alternate understanding. Bechol haaretz yatza kavam. Their path expands throughout the land. Elu batei chnesiyot batei midrashot. We said the need to express the praise of God is throughout the land. That's a reference to the synagogues and the academies of learning Torah throughout the land. Shenitnu l'rabim, that they were given to the masses. U'mazinin nishma divrei Torah. And in these places, when you go to shul, when you go to Beis Medrash, people are listening to hear the words of the Torah. U'biktzei tevel milihem, and we say their words extend to the edge of civilization. K'tzei tevel is the edge of civilization. So Tevel could mean the place where people live, where people inhabit. But here the Medrash understands Tevel from the word Tavlin, from spice. That it means to, from the edge where the spices are, the words of Torah from the shuls and the Bate Medrash extend. Zo Eretz Yisrael, that's a reference. What's the edge, the top, the pinnacle of spice? The pinnacle of spice of the world is the land of Israel. For the land of Israel is the spice of the world. That anywhere else you try to learn Torah, so yeah, you could learn, but there's nothing like the Torah that you learn in Israel, and there's nothing like the wisdom that one attains in Israel. The Tanakh, the Mishnah, the Talmud, everything you learn in Israel, that's far more natural, and it's like going to the place where you have the best spices. So all around the world, people heard about the West Indies, that you could get your spices over there. Everyone knows about British tea. Every place, people know where you get the best of each item. Everyone knows about Swiss chocolate. So when it comes to Torah, when we're saying that the Torah, throughout the land, the words of the Torah compel one to give praise to Hashem, that's a reference to the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. That's the spice of the world, that's famous throughout the land, and that's what those who connect to it feel compelled through it to praise Hashem. Yom Ligom Yabia Omer, day to day they feel compelled to say God's praise, and Laila Lelaila Echavedat, and night to night, to recount their knowledge that God is running the world.